You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, we've had some developments on getting more COVID-19 vaccines into Africa. South Africa's BioVac has struck a deal with Pfizer and BioNTech to process and distribute over 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines a year for the African Union beginning in 2022. But here to explain the dynamics of the deal is Dr. Morena Makwana, the CEO of BioVac. Dr. Morena, thanks so much for your time, sir. Exactly what does this deal mean?
Good evening, Fifi, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, I mean, this is a historic deal for not only ourselves as BioVac, but for the continent, in that this is the first mRNA technology transfer that will be occurring on the continent, and in actual fact, the first in Southern Africa. And I think, as most of your listeners would know, that mRNA is a very is the latest technology that only in December of 2020 was it actually proven in clinical trials that it works. So I think 7 months post that validation that it actually works, we're very proud that as an African and a South African company that we're able to announce today that that we've struck this partnership with Pfizer and BioNTech. What it entails, Fifi, is that each technology is different in its makeup, and each vaccine is different. So once we got to learn a lot more about the technology from Pfizer, and we looked at our facility, what it requires is that we do some modifications, slight modifications to our facility, and that will commence as soon as possible. And those modifications should be completed by the end of the year. That would allow for the actual tech transfer, which essentially means that Pfizer will be sending us the raw material for us to show that it can actually work in our facility. Assuming everything goes well, we then go to the regulator, say to the regulator that we have modified our facility, we have absorbed the technology, here are the results, can we go ahead and manufacture for the market? And so we are hoping that process will be completed by the end of quarter two, 2022, for us to be able to start from quarter three, 2022, to manufacture for the market. And as per our announcement, it's not only going to be for South Africa, but it's going to be for the African continent as well.
But so we're talking about manufacturing taking place next year. We currently have a very big problem with COVID-19 now. So what happens in the interim?
Absolutely. So if we just look at, we can look at South Africa and then we can look at the continent, because those dynamics have similarities, but they actually have differences. So in South Africa, the South African government committed to buy Pfizer vaccines and J&J, and in actual fact, BioVac is also involved in the distribution of those two vaccines. But pertaining to Pfizer in particular, they have committed about 30 million doses of Pfizer vaccine, and this was prior to BioVac entering into this arrangement. So that deal, from what government needs to get for mainly this year, is signed and sealed, and all we're waiting for is the vaccines to be rolling, and we're receiving vaccines on a weekly basis. And as soon as it comes, we then roll it out. And part of that has enabled the government to open up to the over 35, which is the current status of the vaccine program. So that is sealed, and that's happening. Now, on the continent, we know that the situation is even dire, because a lot of the supplies were reliant on the likes of COVAX, and COVAX had committed mainly Indian manufacturers who now, there's an export ban. So the situation is even worse, which means that the continent, will take longer to reach even 60% of the population. And so whilst the tech transfer that we have, you know, it's going to span over 12 months before we start producing for the market. There'll still be a very great need for this vaccine on the continent, and I think even in South Africa. We don't know whether we'll still need boosters. We don't know whether we'll need more variants. So we do, I mean, and then the only constant that I think everybody knows is that the virus will stay, will be with us. We just don't know how severe it will be. So there will be a need for the product that BioVac will be manufacturing even from next year onwards.
Exactly. So which brings me to my next question, because from my understanding, and please correct me here if I'm wrong, this deal entails most of the manufacturing or the footwork being done in Europe, and those doses being exported here to South Africa, and BioVac doing the final touches. Is it the full and finish, I believe it's called, in that process? Is that the case? And if that is the case, then is this deal really a positive development, given that we are not yet manufacturing vaccines here in South Africa or here on the continent from start to finish?
Yeah, so I mean, at a high level, you're correct, but I wouldn't want to say that most of the work is being done in Europe. So I think, you know, at best, so you have to segment it into two. So the, you know, what is called drug substance or the API manufacturer is, you know, depending on the technology, can do about 50% of the work. And then the 50% is on the downstream side, which essentially means that a big chunk of the value chain lies in the downstream side, you know, which is the fill finish. You know, in many companies, you find that the upstream side is not the bottleneck, but the downstream side is the bottleneck. So it is a significant part of the manufacturing. You know, without that, you don't have a vaccine. You know, having raw material that's just sitting is of no use to anybody. It has to be processed. And so even the bottleneck in the downstream process, that is a very important part of the value chain. So I don't think we need to minimize it. And as I say that, okay, you know, if it takes about 12 months for us to get there, you can imagine the intricacies that are involved in that. Now, BioVac, in terms of going to your question about the upstream side, which is the drug substance side, we still have a vision to get there. And in our discussions with Pfizer, you know, we wanted to obviously start doing the whole value chain. And once we unpacked and we saw how long it would take for all of that to happen, we said, okay, let's just start at least with the downstream side, because equipment is there, the slight modifications that we need to do, let's get that going. And hopefully at a later period, you know, we can open up the discussions about the upstream manufacturing.
All right. And just a quick one, the 100 million doses a year that will be processed and distributed, how is that going to be shared across the continent? Who gets what and who gets how much?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I think that is a discussion that's yet to be had, Fifi, with particularly the African Union. And we also need to see at the time which vaccine and which country needs, you know, more of what. And I'll make an example. So you know, obviously the continent will get multiple vaccines. There will be some countries that will prefer an mRNA vaccine, or there will be countries that will prefer a J&J vaccine or AstraZeneca vaccine. So at the time, it will all depend on, firstly, what is our preference.
Okay.
The second thing that it will depend on is, you know, whether there's a need for booster with this. There are indications that you do, that it may not be a bad idea to mix, you know, to start with an mRNA and finish off with another vaccine, or start with another vaccine and finish with an mRNA. And all of those things will be at play that will tell us, you know, how much do we supply the eastern part of the continent versus the west, you know, versus this country versus the other.
Okay, okay. I certainly hope we don't end up with a situation like we're seeing in the developed world, where they're being accused of vaccine hoarding and an uneven distribution of the doses here on the continent. But Dr. Morena, we'll leave it there for now. So thanks so much for giving us your time, Dr. Morena Makwana, the CEO of BioVac.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.